have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Can you have someone get the phones out there?
Nick, I'm about to run out.
I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Not only is it Merry Christmas, it is Tuesday. And you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question, and it's amazing, when people say, my prayers are with you. No, my prayers go out. What do they mean? When people say, can you put up today? What? I'm sorry? When people say, they don't have that ready yet, but we'll get it. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just got to do what you got to do, and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to still hear as it is happening, it's been made possible. It is made possible by going to the listen line. You can podcast, then you can listen to the show on your phone while you're traveling around anywhere in this whole wide world. We are heard around the world. So anywhere in this whole wide world, you can listen on your phone. Podcast when we get home, or you can listen some more. Amazing, huh? By calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/GOP talk, buymeacoffee.com/GOP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Tuesday. And every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday. Yeehaw! Bring back, yeehaw! Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Me.
Who let the dogs out?
Loose.
Amazing. Okay. Amazing. Country and Western Tuesday is a spiritual battle. And it's gonna get worse. Fret not. it will get worse. This is hell on earth. And you can continue to live in your hell on earth, or you can live in paradise right here on earth. But it's in you. It's all in you. Isn't that amazing? It's in you, and it's up to you. And I do realize that most people love their misery. They don't want out. Because if they want it out, they'll get out. They don't want out. It's gonna get worse. It's amazing, too, to watch the government, the way they treat each other, the so-called representative and the media. They are, it's like watching a movie and seeing what's really happening in the world, because the way they treat each other is the way every human being treat one another. They're fighting for power, perceived power and wealth, and so is every other human being on the planet. Until the man or the woman realize, I'm going to get off this merry-go-round, and I'm going to live my life. I'm going to be different. And then that individual, those individuals start to, they stop fighting. It's interesting, the spirit of truth says, don't fight. I'll fight the battle for you. Don't fight with the darkness of the imagination, and don't fight with other people, because that's the darkness of their imagination. And what do people do? They fight. And they believe that they have a worthy cause. I used to be there, so I totally understand it. But they believe they have a worthy cause. But it's just all ego. Every man or woman, male or female, think that they're right in their own mind. They really think that they're right. And anything that goes against what they think is right, you automatically become an enemy. You become an enemy. It's a spiritual battle. It's up to you. No human being, no physical anything can change you. No people, no place, no thing can change that inner nature. Amazing, huh? So some of you know about this Reiner guy that was found dead. He and his wife found dead in their home, I guess yesterday or maybe the day before, but I think yesterday, where they're found Sunday. Yes, Sunday. They're now discovering that it looked like, and according to a report, I don't know, but according to a report, the man's own son killed him. And when you first hear this, you go, what the? But children hate their parents, and the parents hate their children. There's no love. And the parents are not going to admit that they're wrong, and the adult children, unless they are ready to change, will not admit that they're wrong. And so they kill one another. It's hell on earth. CNN is reporting Nick Reiner is responsible for the death of his parents. Hollywood director Rob Reiner and his wife Michelle Reiner. This is called, according to the Los Angeles police. Watch this from today.
This morning, Rob Reiner's 32-year-old son, Nick, is behind bars, arrested and booked on suspicion of murder and his parents' deaths inside their Brentwood home.
Nick Reiner, a suspect in this case.
Two sources telling NBC News that Nick was being disruptive and behaving strangely at a gathering Saturday night that he attended with his parents at Conan O'Brien's house. The following day, authorities responded to an emergency call from the Reiners' Brentwood home.
Verifying we have two cardiac arrests.
Once inside, authorities say they discovered the deceased couple, arresting Nick just hours later near USC's campus in downtown L.A. Nick Reiner's struggle with drugs was well documented. As a teen, he was in and out of rehab and at one point, even homeless. That period in his life depicted in the 2016 semi-autobiographical film Being Charlie, a collaboration between the father and son.
I'd rather have you alive and hating me than dead on the streets.
Rob Reiner spoke about that experience on Today.
Making this film not only forced me to see what he was experiencing, but I think it forced him to see what I went through and what his mother went through.
The tragedy prompting an outpouring of tributes from fans and friends.
Amazing, huh? You still think anger is good? You still believe that resentment is good? Do you still believe that Jesus was angry? And that Jesus was angry and that justify your evil anger? And I've seen a couple other clips about this, and it seemed like the boy really had a problem with his daddy. And it seemed as though that was never really resolved. So now you have what you have. Was this woman his mother? Anybody know? Because it doesn't sound like it was his mother. They never say that it was his mother. That was his mother? I'm being told yes. That's amazing. This is in every home. It's happening in every home. Every boy and every girl hate their mothers and yearn for the father. But the father doesn't understand, so he doesn't know how to make that change. Rob Reiner married that woman back in 1989, and the boy is only 32. 1993. Michelle Reiner, Wikipedia and Google, but still doesn't say that that's his mother. I've not heard one person say that that's his mother, but it doesn't matter. What a mess, huh? But he is like, why else would he kill her? Kids don't like step-parents either, buddy. And, you know, and a lot of time, adult, whether it's the woman or the man, pay a lot, so much attention to the step-wife or the step-husband, the kids feel left out even more so. I don't know if that was the case, but I don't see anywhere where they say that's his mother. They say he killed the father, but they don't say his mother. They say Aunt Michelle or whatever, or the guy's wife. But anyway, it's a mess, and it's going to get worse. This is happening in every home. And the guy, according to report, became a drug addict. And no one understood why. Somebody had gotten to him and said, you know what? Forgive your father. Forgive your mother. They don't know what they're doing. They didn't have love to give you. They did their best. This situation would be different, I believe. Also, you got to drop the anger, folks. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. And our assignment this week from the fellowship, become a thought watcher and catch the first thoughts. And don't go beyond that. And you will see you've been living behind a wall of thoughts. That's all you ever been. A wall of thoughts. And there's no solution in those thoughts. There's no answer in those thoughts. There's no freedom in those thoughts. They're just thoughts. But you believe in them. And even it's said, Christ taught, and I repeat, your thoughts are not your own. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Look like that alone would say, well, who are they? And how can I overcome them, get away from them? Amazing, huh? And just think about this boy. His daddy was an actor, entertainer, a producer, whatever. They got a little money. They got fame. They have money. And that didn't solve his problem at all. Think about that. And you think money and fame would change your situation, and it won't. You think, if I could be famous like that person, if I can live like that person, if I have the money that that person have, if I can be famous like that person, I'll be happy. No, you won't. It doesn't solve a problem. This boy lived with had parents, at least a father with money. He appears to have money, a producer and all that. Amazing, huh? And so the Great White Hope, I call him the Great White Hope. Some people call him King. And they have key rallies around the world acknowledging him. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. And some people call him daddy. I call him the Great White Hope. He commented on this death of this writer guy, Rob. This is from News Channel 9. Northwest Georgia. No, my bad. I see it here. This is from The Independent. My bad. President Donald Trump has been urged to delete a post about Director Rob Reiner's death, blaming it on Trump deranged syndrome. What? Trump derangement syndrome. Watch this from an Independent.
President Donald Trump has prompted a wave of criticism after mocking the horrific slaying of director Rob Reiner and his wife. While tributes have been paid for many in Tinseltown from across the political spectrum, Trump went to Truth Social to attack the deceased Reiner, who was a prominent critic of the president. Trump said the killings were, quote, reportedly due to anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump derangement syndrome, unquote. The president continued, quote, he was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession with President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness. Many people have taken to social media to express outrage at Trump's post, calling the move disturbing and disgusting.
What do y'all think about that? Is he wrong for saying that? Or what do you think? Some people say it's disturbing, which is worse. If it's true that this guy had Trump derangement syndrome, or Trump making that up? What do you personally think about what Trump said about that hake?
I think it's, one, that it's funny. True, two, that it's likely true. He usually ends up right about things that sound outrageous at first,
right,
off the wall. But that was the first thing I thought of when I heard the name Rob Reiner. Although I knew his movies, I didn't know that it was him who made those movies.
Right.
But I knew him on Twitter because he was posting on Twitter crazy Trump derangement syndrome stuff.
Really?
For years.
Wow.
Yeah, ever since 2016, there's been stuff like that.
I didn't realize until yesterday when I saw a clip from some of the TV shows. I didn't know that Rob Reiner was the same guy that played on that TV show.
Meathead.
Right.
He was Meathead on All in the Family.
Right, All in the Family. I didn't realize, I didn't put those two together. I didn't know it was the same person.
Me neither. Yeah.
Until yesterday. That's amazing. It's amazing how much the boy looked like his daddy.
Oh, does he?
As he got older, he started looking like him.
Yeah. When very skinny versus fatter, you can't really tell. But if you look closely and as people gain a little weight, you start to see.
He really started looking like him as he got older.
You're talking about Nick Reiner.
Right. So this lady is his mother?
Yes. According to People magazine, Michelle Singer Reiner married Nick Reiner in 1989, and they welcomed their first child, Jake or something like that, in 91, and then Nick in 93. Nick Reiner in 1993. And he struggled with addiction from the age of 15 and had a number of stints in rehab.
Yeah. Why don't they mention that that's his mother? I've not heard anyone say in any report that his mother, they say this man and his wife and the boy killed his daddy, but they never say the father and the mother.
I think that it's just that Rob Reiner is such a huge name, and she's not as huge of a name. She was a photographer, I believe, that he met on some set for something, and they married. And
what a mess.
Yeah.
And so the people outrage about what the great white hope said, Donald Trump, right? And here's from News Channel 9. This female, Marjorie Taylor Greene, a representative Republican, supposed to be Republican, is criticizing President Donald Trump after he posted about the death of Rob Reiner. Here is what she had to say from X.
Rob Reiner and his wife were tragically killed at the hands of their own son, who reportedly had drug addiction and other issues, and their remaining children are left in serious mourning and heartbreak. This is a family tragedy, not about politics or political enemies. You're not supposed to laugh. You're making me break. Many families deal with a family member with drug addiction and mental health issues. It's incredibly difficult and should be met with empathy, especially when it ends in murder, says Marjorie Greene. And she screenshot and posted a screenshot of Trump's post saying a very sad thing happened last night in Hollywood. Rob Reiner, a tortured and struggling but once very talented movie director and comedy star, has passed away together with his wife, Michelle, reportedly due to the anger he caused others through his massive, unyielding, and incurable affliction with a mind-crippling disease known as Trump Derangement Syndrome, sometimes referred to as TDS. He was known to have driven people crazy by his raging obsession of President Donald J. Trump, with his obvious paranoia reaching new heights as the Trump administration surpassed all goals and expectations of greatness, and with the golden age of America upon us, perhaps like never before. May Rob and Michelle rest in peace.
See, he still say let them rest in peace. What?
And he said it was sad.
Let me see what he has to say now.
Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
Amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
That statement gets a thumbs up from me.
And so what's upsetting about that? So Marjorie Greene just don't like Trump anymore? Yeah. How do you go from absolute love to absolute hate just like that?
Self-righteousness.
She got something to say about everything he says now.
It's like what you said earlier when you think you're fighting for a worthy cause and anybody else who disagrees with you, you know, she's all hyped up on the Epstein thing or whatever else, you know, the woman victimhood stuff.
Yeah.
And when he didn't go along with her, and she, also the Israel thing, I guess, she thought that she was right and he can't be anything else but owned by Israel or something like that. Israel first, she called him.
But why does she have to, like, turn against him because she finally found something she disagreed with him about? I mean, either you love him or you don't. When she was campaigning for him, was that fake love?
Apparently so. It was all about self.
She definitely gone south on him. And every human being think that their thought are right. Anyone go against that, you become an enemy. Trump defends his reaction to Rob killing, despite criticism. This is from PBS News.
Mr. President, a number of Republicans have denounced your statement on Truth Social after the murder of Rob Reiner. Do you stand by that post?
Well, I wasn't a fan of his at all. He was a deranged person as far as Trump is concerned. He said he knew it was false. In fact, it's the exact opposite, that I was a friend of Russia, controlled by Russia. You know, it was the Russia hoax. He was one of the people behind it. I think he hurt himself in career-wise. He became like a deranged person, Trump derangement syndrome. So I was not a fan of Rob Reiner at all in any way, shape, or form. I thought he was very bad for our country.
I rest my case. What the? Kurt, what do you think about the way Trump reacted to this man's death?
The way he reacted to his death?
Yeah.
I mean, he was saying how Rob treated him. He was just being honest, it seems.
Amazing. What do you think about that, Anchorman? And the way Marjorie Greene reacted to what Trump said.
I think it's kind of classic Trump. He's always been like a really strong self-advocate. But it's interesting to me because I think he's talking about how he is a bit. I know he's talking about how Rob Reiner treated him. But if that's how Rob Reiner treated him, then he has, you know, you don't love all. And if you don't have, if you don't love all, you have anger. So it very could well possibly be he imparted anger to his son. And that creates school shooters and stuff. So he might be on the money.
You know, remember Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. They're like, come, Jesus. If you were there, come. Trump is like that. Let the dead bury the dead. I'm gone. What? And he ended by saying, may his soul rest in peace. It's not like he's wishing him hell damnation. Right. Huh?
Right.
Amazing.
And he said a very sad thing happened. And derangement is like a serious issue. It's like a spiritual issue when you have Trump derangement syndrome.
It is.
It's just another word for anger.
Because look at how the people with Trump derangement syndrome, how they're acting and carrying on, and they're calling him names, and then other people going and killing.
Yep.
Amazed. Derek said, this comment was way too soon. My producer. What the... 888, what do you think about the way Trump responded to this man? And then Martin Green and others being upset. A quick break. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chats. Back in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? I sat before you, life and death. Choose life. Have you chosen life, or are you staying with death? And the one thing you could bank on, anyone that has anger / resentment. I have to say resentment now because some people think resentment is fine. Resentment is anger. Or some people think frustration is fine. Frustration is anger. Have you chosen life, or are you staying with death? It's up to you. Quick announcements. This is so amazing with this Rob Reiner situation. I was thinking that now that I know more about him, that role that he played in the All in the Family, was it All in the Family? Was real, because he played a good liberal in that TV show. And he was funny. But growing up, I didn't know much about liberal and Democrat and all that. So I didn't know it was real. But it was funny. But anyway, announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. The guy with the good hair. After that, the American Anchor Baby. The guy with the energy given to him by God. From 11 to 1. And then get your merch orders in, folks. Time is going by fast. And I would like for you to get your merch on time before Christmas or around Christmas. And a lot of people ordering different items for Christmas, presents and for themselves, books and Punchy's Coffee, books and T-shirts and mugs and things. And so, one quick reminder, when you order the book, because some people are forgetting to say on the indicate on the order who they want the book signed to, and then they call back later or send an email, I forgot to mention I wanted it signed and signed to this myself or someone else. So make that note on your order, all right? And don't forget to support us financially. You're helping us to help others. Go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com/stores, or Jesse Lee, I think it's Jesse Lee Peterson. They don't want to put it up for me. JesseLeePeterson.shop, JesseLeePeterson.shop. We have a person in training, so that's why it's slow movement. So he's learning. He white. But JesseLeePeterson.shop or rebuildingaman.stores. rebuildingaman.com/stores. And to donate, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate, rebuildingdemand.com/donate, or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Or some people like to mail it in. And that's work too. Make your check or money order out to BOND, B-O-N-D, and send it to BOND, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can hit the you can scan the QR code to support Bond as well. So you got all kinds of ways. I appreciate it. And don't forget to like these videos. Like them. Let me go to Adriana out of Texas. Adriana, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, baby. You sure been good to me. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I'm really excited to call you. I wanted to thank you. I called you a couple months ago, and you gave me some good advice, and I was pretty sad. And a couple days later, after getting off the phone with you, I was like, why am I sad? I literally told God, I said, I don't think I believe you exist, because what's the point of you existing if I'm just going to be sad? And then I was like, you know, if you're real, just reveal it to me. And that same week, it was revealed to me that, like, truly revealed to me that all thoughts are really all lies all the time. And it's like, as soon as I could see that for myself, like you said, once you see it, it's yours.
Yep.
And I also thought that, you know, the person that I was before, I'm like, oh, I'm a good person. Like, I don't really do anything bad. But no, I was actually, like, so evil. And I could see that, too. As soon as I saw that thoughts were lies, it was revealed, like, all the evil and everything. And after that, my life completely changed.
Yep.
My heart completely changed. It wasn't just, you know, trying to be good. It's like, my heart was completely changed. And so I'm so, so thankful and grateful to you and your whole team.
Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You haven't seen anything yet. Now that you know it and you can see that all thoughts are all lies, it's just going to become clearer and clearer and clearer. And you will get to the point, if you stay with it, that you will have no relationship with thoughts at all. And you will see that the truth want to help you. You will see that the spirit of righteousness want to help you. And you're going to just completely let go and just live. But you got to stay with it. I don't care what happened, who turned against you, or how the thoughts try to manipulate you, or somebody else try to manipulate you to get a reaction. Don't fall for it. Lay your weapon down and just live your life.
Yeah, yeah, I believe it. This actually happened months ago. And ever since then, I mean, I do my silent prayer night and day and all throughout the day. I watch every radio show, every church service, and there's a space between me and thoughts at all times.
Right on.
And it's like, I feel as if nothing could really make me angry. And what's crazy is you're so right that life just works for you. I don't have to do anything at all. And it just works. And, yeah, I'm so, so grateful.
Wow. Well, stay with it. Really, just stay with it. It gets better. And one other last piece of advice, if I can give it to you. Never, ever, but never, ever, never, 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 but never ever, 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 ever argue with anyone about anything again. Don't ever argue. Don't argue with thoughts and emotions in your body. And don't argue with thoughts and emotions in other human beings. Because it's just two devils fighting. And it's not going to get you anywhere but keep you in hell. Lay your weapon down. If you got to deal with issues, you deal with issues in life, but don't argue. Don't try to prove anything to anyone. You owe no one any explanation about anything.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. Thank you.
And keep it simple. Amazing. Well, Merry Christmas and stay with it.
Oh, and Jesse, can I say one more thing?
Yes.
Okay. So, you know how you say when you first are born again and you want to just tell everybody?
Yeah.
And, but I knew I'm not going to tell anybody because people are so evil. And so,
yep.
I kept to myself and I was just living. And it's so crazy because, there's a woman that I work with, kind of. Her name's Nikki. Shout out. But
shout out, Nikki.
She might be listening, but we don't even see each other often. And she came up to me one day. We just talk here and there. And she was like, wow, I really noticed something different about you and the way that you are and how you don't react. And you're just so, something's different. What, can you tell me what it is?
There you go.
And then I gave her, you know, your show information. And she's been watching you ever since. So it's so crazy how that works.
Yep. You will be able, the truth will speak through you. The truth will speak for you and through you. And you will be able to help those that want to help. Like this situation happened with the woman. And it's the thought that as soon as you find the truth yourself, you are excited, you become free. The thoughts tell you to go out and tell the world. Go tell everybody. And you pay attention that the thoughts are telling you to do that, you won't do it. And you'll just let it happen naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything just happens naturally.
It really does. Amazing. Adriana, you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Thank you, Jesse. Merry Christmas. Love you.
I love you, too. And amazing. Stay with it.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now. I was talking to a person over in Hitler's country. What's the name of that country? Germany. It was like midnight over there, almost midnight. It was only 2 o'clock here or something to 2 almost. It was already midnight. I'm counseling somebody at midnight in their country, and it was like 1:30 here, I believe, almost 2. Isn't that amazing? In the evening. It was already midnight. I'm like, what? Is Hitler home? But he was telling me that one of the big mistakes he made when he woke up, he went around telling everybody about it. He just told everybody. He talked about it and talked about it. And he realized later, as time went by, that those people hated him for that. They weren't his friend. They didn't like it. And so now he doesn't tell anyone. He's just quietly living his life. So shout out to that person. I won't say your name, but shout out. And just be quiet and live. Don't be like those Christians that learn the Bible and all they have is a mouthful of scriptures and they run around irritating everybody with those scriptures. And then they get mad when people don't want to hear them. What the? Amazing. Let me go to Florida and talk to Elamine, I believe. Elamine, you are on the air.
Yes, good morning, Mr. Jerry. And I'm sorry, Mr. Jesse and everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning. I can call you back. I can say a couple things. First thing is that, you know, it was always about, you know, it's about do as you're told. And what goes on is when the police stop you.
Well, I'm sorry, repeat what you just said. I didn't hear the beginning of what you said.
It's about you do as you're told, you know, and I was raised on that.
Oh, okay.
You know, when somebody tell you to do something, you do it. And see, what it is a lot of these young people out here, when they get stopped, you do as you're told. The man asks you to see your license or this and that. He's not trying to do nothing, but, you know, people just give people problems, and it's just problems, it's just problems. If you just do as you're told, then you don't have to go through that nonsense, but a lot of people don't want, they just like miserable, you know. That's what it is. It's about miserable. And the second thing is, Mr. Trump, like I said, Mr. Trump is doing a good job, and my thing is that I think he should run again, you know, because there's no other president that really just putting his foot down and doing this stuff. And even Obama, I don't remember him even doing no deporting and stuff like that. And it's more, Trump is really doing this stuff.
Absolutely.
Between any president now, he's doing way more than what he's doing, you know. And the thing with George Floyd is I was up there during the time when George Floyd went through that. I was working out of Austin, Minnesota. I was driving a truck for McFarland Truck Line. And, you know, I like to play around, like to have fun. But I was walking with my head down. I've been doing that for a while when I was going up there to pick up loads at Smithfield. So the police came there. They told me, they rode past me. The guy had his window down. And he said, I need to see your license. I said, ain't no problem. So I give him my license. And he looked at it and he gave it to the other cop. And the other cop went back to his car and did what he did. He came back, pointed at me, gave me the thumbs up.
Right on.
So they asked me why you act. It's just the people. It's just the people you can be around and also, you know, you like to have fun and stuff. And so, you know, I don't take it in the wrong way. You know, I just know that, you just do as you're told, you know. And that was the way how I was raised.
Well, the problem is today is that the blacks are told, especially the young blacks, have been told that the police is your enemy, police brutality. They've been told that the police are stopping you because you're black. And they've been told that by black liberals, and white rhino Republicans. And so they're acting out because they've been brainwashed to believe that the cops are against them. And so when they're stopped by the cop, they automatically go into craziness. And then when the cops have to carry out their job, they'll call racist, they'll be blamed, and all kind of mess. So they've been lied to, man. The blacks have been truly set up to live a miserable life.
Now, well, I mean, minus, you know, I talked with this young guy a while back, and he's trying to tell me this and tell me that. I'm like, well, you know, I know what I need to know as far as with me.
That's right.
You know. I'm not trying to lead them. You know, I can't. You have to lead yourself. You see what I'm trying to say? But
that's right.
Think about it, you know, but that's my thing. You tell me this and tell me that, but you should know what to do and what not to do. You see what I'm trying to say? And like I said, I see why people didn't want I see why people didn't want things to happen because they knew how things was going to be, you know, and it's not, like I said, it's not everybody, you know.
Not all, but not most. Right.
Well, I
got to run because of time, but I'm glad you're out there. Call me again. Merry Christmas, and I appreciate your call, man.
Same to you, Mr. Jesse. I have a great and wonderful one, and like I say, you know, go Mr. Trump, and you know, like I say, the thing about it is the heart. It's the evils. Yeah, it's like I said before, it's the heart. It's the evil in the heart or it's the good in the heart.
That's right.
And people. But anyway, I definitely thank y'all and you have a great and wonderful one.
Thank you, you too.
All to y'all.
All right.
I think.
Bye. See, there are blacks out there with not all. There are blacks with common sense too. Super chat. Super chats.
David A. I think it's just referring to the biblical question. What does it mean when you say, my prayers go out to so-and-so?
When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean?
I think it's just their way of saying, wish you well, says David A.
Thank you, David. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
Appreciate that. Yeah, that came in yesterday late. Lori says, Jesse, I loved when you said in church that if we had all the truth at once, we couldn't even live on earth. This is nice because God gives us what we're ready to receive. My head would have exploded if I got the whole truth at once. Knowing this makes it easier to let truth come instead of chasing it.
Isn't it amazing that if we just know the whole truth right now, we would not be able to live on Earth?
Interesting.
Amazing, huh? I'm so glad to know that, too. That is amazing. Thank you.
And Lori says thank you.
Thank you, Lori.
At this point, just call me Mike. All I'm saying is...
give peace a chance.
See what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And then this world would be gasser. That's what old Pops keeps saying.
If we had love, there would be peace on Earth everywhere. There would be no war. There would be no revenge. There would be no jealousy. There would be no envy. There would be no strife. There would be no racism. There would be no depression. There would be no worry. There would be no nothing but peace. The heart got to change. That's the only way that's going to happen. Amazing. Thank you.
Identity Christ is. Bought a coffee on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Biblical question answer. My prayers go out to you is another way of saying.
What do they mean when they say my prayers go out?
It means I wish you well. They both mean the same thing, says Identity Christ is.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Off topic. I heard you say, however you drop your body, you will be stuck for eternity.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If that's the case, my question is, if somebody dies of laughter, will they go to heaven? Laughing face with tears coming out.
They're going to be laughing all the way to hell. Amazing. Thank you.
Julie from Connecticut, Eric's wife. Thank you so much, Jesse.
Thank you, Julie. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Andrew T. from Derby, UK, bought a coffee. Jesse, do you sleep with one eye open while waiting for Santa to appear from your chimney to see if he's black or white? A happy 60th birthday to Peter from the UK. Love to you all at the station, Andrew.
Thank you. I do wait for Santa, but he's not black. He's white. Amazing. Thank you. And I appreciate it.
Thank you to Walking Roscoe and Rex Figs for gifting 5 gift memberships on the Jesse Lee Peterson channels each. Thank you, sirs.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony L. with the cool sunglasses sticker smiling.
Thank you, Anthony L. I like those glasses.
No Mo Thoughts. Catch the first thought is a good assignment. Helped me catch some stabs at work.
Catch the first thought is the assignment for this week, and do not go beyond that. Catching my breath, letting it go. Turning my cheek for the sake of the show. Now that you know this is my life, I won't be told what's supposed to be right. Catch my thought. There's ain't no holding me down.
Greg.
Amazing. Thank you.
Greg D says, Merry Christmas, Jesse. We love you. Heart.
Thank you. I love you back. Amazing. Merry Christmas.
You can't handle the truth. Favorite Joker. Merry Christmas, everybody. Santa, Joker, Patient Riot says.
Thank you, Patient Riot. Amazing.
We'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. And hate news is coming right now. The guy with the good hair. I want you all to notice the good hair. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
Beware. There's some serious mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Tuesday, Country and Western Tuesday, December 16th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, young or old, to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, even during Hake News, Not Fake News. And JLP will be right back to your calls. We'll get to more of your super chats and awesome stories. Nice. And ladies, I don't know if we mentioned this, but it is the third Thursday of the month coming up. If the Lord is willing and the creek doesn't rise, it will be the Women's Forum in just 2 days, all right? The third Thursday, December 18th, 2025 AD, rebuildingtheman.com/events. If you need more info, 7 p.m. at Bond here in Los Angeles. Nice. Join the Women's Forum, the last Women's Forum of the year, ladies. Sweet. Amid heightened security concerns at large gatherings, Commie Nonsense Network reports that the FBI said they foiled a terror plot that was set to take place in Los Angeles on New Year's Eve. Whoa. And authorities arrested four people allegedly planning to detonate pipe bombs at buildings around the city. Whew, crazy. And Rob Reiner death investigation. Nick Reiner is, quote unquote, responsible per LAPD, I guess, Los Angeles Police, for the deaths of his parents, legendary Hollywood director Rob Reiner, who made that You Can't Handle the Truth movie that somebody in the chat pointed out. And producer Michelle Singer, that was her maiden name, Reiner. Also gone, I believe at 68, he was 78. The 32-year-old young man was, not that young, not that manly, was booked on suspicion of murder, allegedly, right? Allegedly. Being held without bail. A source said that Rob Reiner, or Nick Reiner, was seen arguing with his father at a holiday party, and you can't really call it a Christmas party because Rob Reiner's Jewish. Or did he celebrate Christmas because he's a nice American? Or was? At Conan O'Brien's house. That's that fellow red-haired guy who hosted late-night shows. I don't know if he still does. A day later, the beloved Hollywood couple was found dead in their Brentwood residence. That's up there. It's Rich. The double homicide case will be presented to Los Angeles County District Attorney today when prosecutors will decide what charges to pursue. And the Bondi Beach attack. It looks like Bondi, but it's Bondi. You know, those Australians, they pronounce things funny. The new details are emerging about the two suspects in the Bondi Beach massacre, likely links to ISIS. Authorities say a father and son duo accused of carrying out the Hanukkah attack apparently recently traveled to an island in the Philippines known for Islamist insurgency. Counterterrorism officials believe the alleged gun males, right, because they're not men, underwent military-style training while there. The two suspects targeted Jewish Australians, and they were celebrating, the Australian Jewish people, were celebrating the first night of Hanukkah, authorities said. The attack killed 15 people, 16 actually, because one of the father died too. But CNN doesn't count the perps, as I understand it. Is Australia's worst mass shooting in almost 30 years. And the dad had legal guns, I heard on Fox News, Faux News. And he was there since the 90s. He came on like a student visa and just kept on getting new visas. And his son was, I don't know, is that an anchor baby? Do they have anchor babies in Australia? His son was born in Australia. And he was like 24, something like that. Anyway, let me calm down. A Brown University, the manhunt is still underway for a suspect in the deadly shooting. He's like 5'8" with a stocky build. All right, so he's 5'8". I won't dox how my height. But anyway, so they're $50,000 reward for him. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today, and you can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. Really? When people say, my prayers go out, they say to you or to the family, what do they mean? My prayers go out. What do they mean? I hear it all the time, like I hear the word love. What do they mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, running around, doing whatever it is you're doing, you can podcast the show, but you can listen on your phone while it is happening, no matter where you are and what you're doing. You can be outraged at Trump, Marjorie Greene. Let Marjorie know she can be listening to the show while attacking Trump verbally by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Tuesday. Hee-haw! And Tuesday is one of my favorite days because it reminds me of the good old days when I was growing up in Alabama on that plantation. And when my master said, he sit, I said, yes, master, we sit. Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What dog?
Me.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Ain't it
amazing?
Amazing.
My country is gone. I keep saying bring it back, but it ain't coming back. It's gone. But yet, you have peace right here on earth. I want to go to Thomas, a first-time caller out of Arizona. Thomas, you are on the air.
Am I speaking to you, right? You can hear me?
No. Are you on the speakerphone or something?
No, I'm not. I'm not on the speakerphone.
Are you on the, like, your regular phone?
Yeah, it's off.
Hold on.
Can you hear me?
Hold on, Thomas. I'm going to let Derek work with you on the phone. Don't hang up and I'll come back to you. Let me go to Noor out of Michigan. Noor, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Peterson?
All is well, Noor.
Good, good. I wish you a Merry Christmas as well, and I hope it's happy for you. You know, I hope you have a good one. You know.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, yeah, and I got a question. So I heard that you are a pastor, right?
That's the work I do. Yeah.
Okay. I got a question. What denomination are you in?
None.
Oh, so you're non-denominational?
Yes.
Okay, okay. So, my question to you is, once somebody is saved, do you think there's anything somebody can do to lose their salvation once they are saved?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Okay, perfect. That's amazing. Because me personally, I'm a Southern Baptist, and I believe that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and I believe that He's the King of Kings, and I believe His faith alone can only save us. And you know, you posed the question last week on Thursday, what's good and what's evil, right?
I don't remember, but it sounded like me.
Yeah, you said that on Thursday. Okay. That's when I called in.
Okay.
And in my opinion, good is God, evil is the devil. You know, that's my opinion. What do you think of my take on that?
Good is God and evil is yeah, you're right about that. Absolutely.
Oh, really? All right. All right, Mr. Peterson. Well, thank you for taking my call, and I hope you stay warm. What state are you in?
I'm in beautiful, sunny, 80-degree Los Angeles, California.
Amazing. Oh, God.
I thought you had a question about the Trinity.
Oh, no, I was asking about salvation. I actually came up here to ask you about salvation.
Oh, okay. It said that you had a question about Trinity. Do you believe that once you, quote-unquote, are saved, that you can be unsaved?
I mean, if you stop believing in Jesus Christ, I guess that's the only way, you know?
Oh, okay. Amazing. Did you drop your anger?
Do I drop my anger?
Did you?
Did you? What? I'm sorry, but what do you mean by that?
Do you have anger?
Do I have anger?
Do you have anger?
No.
And how did you overcome it?
How did I overcome my anger? Because I learned to forgive my enemies, turn the other cheek, you know?
Did you forgive? Oh, I had you mix with somebody else about the Trinity. I'm sorry. Did you forgive your mother?
Do I forgive my mother?
Did you forgive your mother?
For what?
So have you forgiven your mother?
Sure. I would forgive her for anything, you know?
Have you forgiven her?
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
You told her that?
No, I've never told her that.
Why not?
I need to...
Why haven't you gone to her and forgiven her? Why have you gone to her and told her that you forgive her?
Well, what does my mother have to do with it, if you don't mind me asking?
Why have you gone to her and forgiven her?
I don't understand. Like, forgiving her for what? Like, I don't know.
She didn't do anything wrong while you were growing up.
Wait, what? She didn't do anything wrong, right?
I'm asking you.
No, I haven't done that. Why? Do you think I should?
She didn't do anything wrong while you were growing up.
Well, of course she did. You know, not all parents are perfect.
Like what? Can you give me an example of something that she did wrong?
Of something that I did wrong?
She did wrong.
Oh, she did wrong? I guess getting divorced numerous times.
Getting divorced? How many times?
3 times.
Did you forgive her for that?
Did I forgive her for that? Of course.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah. Actually, we've talked about that at great length. So, yes.
You told her you forgive her for bringing all the men into your life?
Yeah, I do.
Did you tell her that?
Yeah, and I told her I love her.
Did you tell her you forgive her for bringing all those men into your life?
Yeah, I told her I forgive her for that, yes.
And what did she say when you told her?
And what did she say when I told her? She accepted it.
And have you forgiven her for turning you away from your father?
I wouldn't necessarily say she turned me away from my father, but, you know, she, you know, me and my father have a really good relationship. But, I do forgive her for that, yes.
You tell her you forgive her for turning you away from your father?
I don't know what you mean by that. Like, you know, not, I don't know what you mean, like, by that. I'm
when
sorry.
She played victim, when your father left, she played victim and didn't tell you that she ran your father off.
Yeah.
You forgave her for that?
Yes.
And did you tell her that?
Yes.
And what did she say when you told her that?
What'd she say when I told her that?
Yeah.
She told me, it was something that she had to, it was something that she had to do. Apparently it wasn't working out for her, you know?
Amazing. Well, I appreciate it, Noah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. I really appreciate this really deep conversation we had. You have a good rest of your day, sir.
You too, buddy. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go back to Thomas out of Arizona, first-time caller. Thomas, let's try it again. Go ahead.
Yes. So I wanted to ask you about the Trinity and your opinion. And what I did was I figured that, you know, basically in the early 50s, I was about 6 years old or so, I was first given the Trinity. And at that time, they gave me three fathers and rolled into one. And they basically said, in order to understand it, you had to have faith and hope. So I took that and then I went on my journey and I went on my way. And I got to a point probably in the early 70s that I basically laid out the Trinity because I wanted to understand the difference between God the Father and God the Son. You know, basically people were saying at the time that they were the same or equal and certain times they were different. But when I realized certain things, I laid it out into almost like an equation or almost like a sentence. So what I did is I took the three that were in one and I laid it out and it came out like this. God the Father is equal to God the Son plus God the Holy Ghost. What do you think?
That's insane.
Why do you say that?
But what sense does it make to say God the Son? That doesn't even make sense. It's not even the Bible anywhere. It's made up. Jesus Christ is, how you going to call the Son God when he doesn't even call himself God? That whoever told you that, Thomas, they are crazy.
Well, I don't understand what you're saying. I'm saying this. I'm saying God the Father is equal to God the Son plus God the Holy Ghost. It's an equation. It's not from the Bible. It's just an equation so that you're able to understand it better.
Are you saying the Son is equal to the Father?
No, I'm saying what I'm saying at certain times they're basically equal, I would assume, but basically not because God the Father only takes one energy and God the Son always takes two energy.
I don't know what you mean. You're not making any sense.
All right.
Are you saying sometimes the Son is equal to the Father?
Say that again.
Are you saying that sometimes the Son is equal to the Father?
No. Well, it's a technical or it's a glitch because if you're looking through the Son's eyes, and you got to look at the equation. The equation, everything on the left side takes one energy source. Everything on the right side takes two fathers. One father on the left, it takes one to be what it, you know, to function. But on the right side, it will always take two fathers to function. And that's the side that the humans live on. That's where we live. We live on the second
side. Where are you getting this from, Thomas? Drop that.
Look.
That's crazy.
You're getting technical. I get it.
No, I'm not.
I'm not looking to go through the Bible end. I'm just looking through.
I mean, but to say God the Son, God the Father, God the Son, God this, that's insane.
No, what? Well, like, if you allow me to finish, then okay. maybe it'll make more sense.
All right.
So as a human, I look through God the Son's eyes, which means I have a beginning and an ending. I get that. But if I look through my God the Father's eyes, I'm part of that eternal. I always was, always will be, and always remain the same. So as a human, I'm here only in the here and now, or, you know, when I'm dealing with the here and now. But if I deal, but if I'm looking through the God the Father's eyes, then you see everything. You follow what I'm saying? So if you look through God the Father's eyes, it's the eternal eyes, and you see things differently. But if I'm trying to understand life and understanding where I'm going and what I'm doing, I see through God the Son's eyes.
So how many people are you?
So me as a person, right now I'm only one person because that's who I am as a human. I'm a human being, that I'm part human and I'm part spirit.
How is it that you're looking? You said something like on the right side is this, on the left side is that, and on the right side I look through the God this way, and on the left side I look through the this. That what good has it done you to think that way?
Life.
What good has it done you?
I got you. The difference is that if I'm trying to understand a problem or a situation, I try to figure out which father is going to help me the best. So if I'm dealing with anything with in human, which is always going to be part two, I always look to God the Son's eyes. If I'm looking to eternity or to understanding God the Father in that respect, I would always look to His eyes.
Are you a Catholic or something?
Yeah. Say it again.
Are you Catholic?
I was born Catholic, yeah.
Oh, well, no wonder. But let me ask you, Thomas, what good has it done you to think this way?
Because I'm able to separate the difference between God the Son and God the Father.
But there's no such thing as God the Son.
What are you saying?
There's no such thing as God the Son.
All right, so what about the...
Where'd you get that from?
So Jesus is the same as God the Son.
Where did you get God the Son from?
Oh, from the, like you said, from the Catholics. That's what they gave me.
But he lied to you.
I didn't say they didn't. All I'm saying is that I was able to understand it better when I was able to draw basically...
But you can't understand that because it's not real. It doesn't even exist.
I get it. It's only a formula. I said that from the get-go. It's just a formula so that you're able to understand.
That's not even a formula. That is causing you. That's causing you not to know who the Son is, and it's causing you not to know God.
Well, that's an opinion, I guess. But
No. I'm telling you. I mean, it's insane to be saying God the...
What are you objecting to?
Is that in the Bible anywhere?
No, I don't know the Bible. I never learned the Bible. I was
so you just repeated what that Pope told you?
No, I did. This is mine. This is something that my journey, where I went on.
What would happen if you stopped thinking that way?
I would. I mean, it's not a question of stop thinking. It's the direction I'm going into.
What would happen if you stop thinking that way?
Look, all I'm trying to do is to give people an idea. It's just
how old are you?
I'm 75.
What would happen if you stop thinking that way?
In what? In respect to what? Stop thinking what?
All that stuff you just said. What would happen if you stop thinking that way?
Well, it's something that was been in my heart for my whole life.
But what would happen if you stopped thinking that way?
Well, the time would come is that I would go back to my father, I would assume, through the Holy Ghost, right?
Why don't you stop thinking that way and see what happens?
All right. It's not a question of stopping thinking of that. It's just part of my life, you know.
Who are you?
I'm I'm a reflection of God the Father, which is a reflection basically or a part of God the Son. I live in the here and now, which is, you know, the part where Jesus is. You know, he was part human and part spirit. The difference from him than I is that he is the Son of God, and we're just a reflection of God.
But you didn't tell me who you are.
I'm a person. I'm a human being. I don't get what you're asking.
Who are you?
I'm a person that's repeating life over and over and over again because of the eternal nature of myself and my Father.
But you're telling me what you're doing, but who are you?
I'm a person that trying to give to be able to have people see the difference between God the Son and God the Holy Ghost.
But you're never going to, if telling people that God the Son is insane, that's not going to work.
Wait, God, I'm not saying that they're only the same at certain times. If you're looking through God the Son's eyes, there's always going to be a difference because there are two fathers to make up that person or that energy.
Thomas, I got to run. You got
to. He doesn't.
Thomas.
Go ahead.
Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
10-4.
All right. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Jaden out of California. Jaden, you are on the air.
Hello. Can you hear me bad?
No.
There you go. I tricked you this time.
No, you didn't. What now?
I said, can you hear me bad? And you said, no. It made you hear me good. But
amazing.
Yep. So I've been, ever since I forgave my mother, my thoughts have been, I've been able to see them way more clearly than before. And I do not identify with them, especially the anger. But I still obey them, even though I can see that they're not me. And I'm confused as to why I'm doing that.
And your question is what?
How do I stop obeying them? Once I can see it's not me, how do I stop obeying it?
Can you give me an example of how you obey them?
Let me say, like, if I'm walking down the street, and if I'm walking down the street and there's this, like, you know, 7-foot, 300-pound, you know, black thug, and I look him in the eyes, but then the thoughts tell me, don't look him in the eyes, he's going to beat you up. So I look away from him, right? But I could tell that wasn't me that was saying to look away. But I still did it.
Hold on, JD. Oh, is it coming to a break? I hear music. Huh? Oh, I hear music, Jaden.
Yeah, there's no music. Maybe there's some, there's an illegal with a lawn blower. I bet I'm outside.
Oh, you're outside.
Did you hear what I said, the example?
Yeah, I don't, but if you're walking down the road and you see a bad-looking black guy, why would you look him in the eyes?
Because my fear is telling me not to look him in the eyes, so I got to look him in the eyes.
No, you don't.
Yeah, because otherwise that's fear.
No. I mean, why would you look someone? I mean, you shouldn't try to look them in the eye or not look them in the eye. You should just live your life and go your way. Why would you want to take that risk? Because if you look him in the eye, it look like you're trying to be tough to him. And you're creating a situation for yourself.
Is that what I'm doing?
Yeah.
Because I've been looking people in the eyes like nonstop out here. Let me give you a different example. I think anger would be a better example.
Okay.
Like whenever I get angry and I feel the need to, if I'm talking to someone, it would be a good conversation. But if they say something to anger me, I can see that I'm not angry, but it'll just slip out some things like some little passive-aggressive comments or some, you know, insults or, you know, some woman-type, like, conversation will slip out of me. And that's me obeying the anger. I don't know how to stop.
Well, what you do, because I don't quite understand your situation, but let me tell you this. What I want you to encourage you to do this week assignment is to catch the first thought. And don't go with the second one or the third one or anything. Just catch the first one. And all that, do that assignment and see what happens.
Yeah, but that's what I don't get is how do you catch the first thought and not go the second one?
By being aware of it. For example, let's say that you're on your way to work and it's late. You're late getting there, right? So you realize I'm late getting to work. Don't go with the second thought that says you got to rush. You better hurry. When you get there, your boss is going to be angry. You're going to lose your job. Don't go with those thoughts that come after the first thought of I'm late.
And what does it mean not to go with them? Just because they're going to appear anyways, right? It's not like I can make them not come, right?
Don't go with them, but do it and you'll see what happens.
Okay. And then my other question was, you said you don't have any anger?
Right.
So it's not like you have anger, but you just don't react to it. You literally just don't have anger.
I don't have the spirit of anger in me. It's not in my mind or body. Oh.
So what is like the turning point? Like what do you have to do so that you don't have it anymore and you're not just sitting with it and being still, but you actually just don't have it anymore?
When you realize that to have anger is an evil heart and you must forgive. And when you forgive, the spirit of truth will forgive you and take the spirit of anger away from you.
But I did forgive. It did do a lot. Right. For me seeing anger, but I didn't get it taken away yet.
Okay, here's what you do. Next time you feel the spirit of anger, don't call it you. Don't argue with it. Don't identify with it at all. Just be aware that the thoughts and feelings are there, but do nothing about it. It'll be taken away.
Okay.
Don't call it you at all. Because when you call it you, you're giving it another identity, and that's what it wants you to do. But it will be taken away from you when you stop having anything to do with it, but be aware of it.
Okay. So I'll do that assignment, catching the thoughts.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. 888-7753-773. There's a line up if you want to jump in there. Mimi out of Los Angeles. Mimi, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well.
Good. I wanted to answer the biblical question, but I also wanted to say that fellowship on Sunday was amazing.
It was mind-blowing. And in what way was it amazing for you?
You know, I found that I was able to see that, you know, working on yourself is a constant everyday thing. But once you're able to see certain things, it's the truth kind of does all the other work for you. Just being able to know some of the members in fellowship and just seeing where people came from. And to just see that the working on yourself is alive and strong in the hearts and minds, especially of people that are working on themselves. So it was great, and I heard some very familiar voices. So
are you doing the assignment this week? The assignment this week?
Yes, I did. I think that assignment is phenomenal.
Hold on a minute. Let me take a quick break. Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Amazing. So Mimi mentioned the fellowship. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com/church and check that out. All right. rebuildingtheman.com/church. A couple quick announcements. Get your shout outs in, your Christmas shout outs, your birthday shout outs, your encouragement shout outs, your whatever the shout out is. Go to Cameo, Cameo. .com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Excuse me. And I will do them for you. And don't forget to support us on social media. Like these videos and support us. We are on cozy.tv/JLP, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. JLP Talk on X, and Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Like, follow, subscribe, comment, ring the bell, and all that. All right? I do appreciate it. And the Women's Forum this Thursday night, ladies, it's the last one. The last Thursday night meeting for ladies in this year. Sunday meetings will continue every Sunday, but the Thursday night meeting, so we're going to be having a hootenanny of a time this Thursday at 7 p.m. for ladies only, all right? And what else? Check out Punchies TV, PUNCHIE.TV. We have a brand new episode up there, Punchy.TV, Punchy TV, all right? Appreciate it. Let me go quickly back to Mimi. So, Mimi, you're doing the assignment for this week?
Yes, definitely.
And what is it?
It is to not go with the first thought.
Amazing, huh?
Stop at the first thought. Absolutely amazing. You know, it answers the question about what to do with the thoughts. Like, how do you watch your thoughts? Because, you know, sometimes you think you're watching them, and then they come, and then you literally just walk right into the thought and walk with it, like hand in hand.
Yeah.
And so it's just crazy to be like, okay, when the thought comes trying to hold your hand, just let your hand go. Like, no, I'm not participating in this at all.
Right on. Wow, yeah, so. Amazing.
Yeah. You know, Jesse, is it okay if I ask you a question real quick?
Ask.
Okay, yes. Are there people, well, is it possible to be more lost than others?
Is it possible to be more lost than others?
Yes. Like,
I have never thought about that because lost is lost.
Okay. Well, let me say this. So, not looking at anybody else, just strictly at myself, but right. Also looking out into the world. So people that are just kind of out of touch with reality, for whatever reason, are they more lost or just lost?
They're lost. Yeah. I don't know if there could be like more lost. All people who have anger, who has resentment, are lost. They're, I don't care who it is. They are lost, and they're just lost, and they have no understanding. They have no light.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense. I think I knew the answer, but I don't know. You know how the the thoughts be trying to take you down a rabbit hole. So, yeah. Okay. Awesome. Well, I do want to also answer the biblical question.
When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean?
You know, honestly, I think it's because, see, people say that because they want to bring God into the conversation, because they think that there is pain involved, and they believe that he is the ultimate comforter. So I think that's what people try to do, is to bring God into the conversation.
When they say, my prayer go out to you, or whatever they say, how are they bringing God into it?
Because they're saying that they're going to refer to God in this moment because of what you're going through. So instead of just saying, oh, that's terrible, you know, sorry that this happened to you, when they say the word prayers, it means, let's bring God into this. He's the ultimate comforter. Let's have him kind of take care of or handle your pain or what you're going through.
Okay, I want to respond, but I got to wait. So you think
that
that's what
they... I want to hear your response.
You think that's what they mean?
I do. I think that generally people realize that they don't have any power in and of themselves. I mean, because that's really what that is. It's like, you know, they could be saying, you know, I'll bring you over a pie, but they're not. They're saying, I'm going to refer my prayers to you or be with you. But that's because they're trying to bring God into the conversation.
Interesting. Well,
I think.
Hank is saying, well, I guess Hank is agreeing with you because he says prayer are supposed to have to do with God.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you could be saying anything else, but when you say the word prayer, everyone's like, oh, God's involved. Everybody, okay.
And so what is their prayer that they are going out with? What is the prayer?
That you will be comforted in your time of pain.
Oh.
Jesse, your response to pain and suffering is hilarious. Oh, my God.
Oh.
Yes.
What a mess.
Okay. Well, it's always a pleasure, Jesse. I look forward to Women's Forum.
I appreciate it. See you then. Thanks for responding to the biblical question.
All right, Jesse. Have a great day.
All right. Bye now. Amazing. Gary is a first-time caller out of Pennsylvania. Gary, you are on the air.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
All is well, Gary.
The reason why I called, you're very famous, and I'd like to prick your brain. Have you noticed all the division going on in the world, and do you think it's beyond the cell phone, social media? I believe that it's Christ that is dividing the world. He's the judge and divider, like in the books of the New Testament. Would you have you ever thought about that?
I have not. And what do you mean by is Christ dividing it? Well, how first of all, how is the world, in your opinion, how is it divided? In what way is it divided?
Right. When you hear the news, you'll hear like all the division that's going on. So first, you'll see like one side win. It could be like a political party. And then when they get in power, they start to devour each other. Like, you're hearing like people within their own group is turning on each other.
Right.
And you're seeing that in the conservative party.
Yes.
But the liberal party, they do the same thing too. Once they get in power, they start to have severe disagreements. And so it seems to me nation is divided against nation, and kindred against kindred. So you see like macro and the micro division, and it's complete, even to the point where families are divided, relationships, you have cancel culture. So division is so permeated now, people on a subconscious level are picking it up. But I wanted to know, if have you picked up on it on a spiritual level, that this is coming from God himself, not just like cell phones and social media,
right?
But from God himself.
No, where they're coming from is that every human being think that they are right. And then if you go against what they think, they start a war because they think that they're right. And that's what's going on.
I agree. But would you say the reason why they think they're right, you know, but back in the day, it wasn't this bad. But it's gotten to the point where it's so bad, it reminds me of when the Valley of Jehoshaphat, where every man turned his sword against his neighbor. So everybody feels like their cause is the right cause, like you're saying. But do you think that's coming from God? Like, this is like, you know, a lot of people think we're in the end times. Would you say this is a sign? All this division is like a house divided cannot stand. And is it showing like our house, the world is divided and it's no longer standing?
Well, the reason that the world is divided because every human being think that they're right. And that's the problem. If they didn't think that they were right or wrong, there would be no division.
Yeah, but why do you think all of a sudden people think they're right to the point where they're no longer like, you know,
it's been going on forever since mankind. It's just that it's more, we are more aware of it now because of social media and all that. We're just more aware of that. But this is not new at all. It's always been this way.
Right. But would you say, even though it's not new, would you say that it's to the point where it's noticeably sharper? Or would you say this is business as usual? Because I don't think it's business as usual. Would you say it's business as usual,
but it's more prevalent because of the internet and all that.
Right. And thankfully, the internet is showing it. But I never saw it this way. When you were growing up, when I was growing up, there was race. There was economic. But now there's cancel culture. Yes, due to everybody thinking they're right, and now that we have the internet. But you don't think this is anything different? You feel like this is kind of normal, or do you think it's kind of heightened? Not that the internet is exposing it, but it's more prevalent.
I think we're going round and around. But hate, what do you think about it?
Say again.
Hate is a Christian.
Yes, I am.
Let me ask, Hake, what do you think about what he's saying?
I wasn't. I was completely zoned out.
He wanted to know.
Talking with chat.
Gary, repeat your question for Hake. He's white.
Okay, so the time has come. I believe that the House of God and all these other institutions, all earthly institutions, man-made institutions, are being divided, and it's like from every aspect of society, there's division. Every aspect. I can't think of one.
Right.
Is that new?
That isn't divided. And
your question,
my question to you is it business as usual? Or my belief is this is actually the wrath of God, and this is how it's being manifest. That's my question.
Oh. I think of it as, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. No, I think it's business as usual. I think it's typical. Like JLP says, it's hell on earth.
And what do you mean the wrath of God? God doesn't have anything to do with it.
Because I was reading about the Maccabees and the Jews and all that stuff because of Hanukkah and stuff, and predating Hanukkah.
Right.
And there was all kinds of division and destruction and conniving and mess, power-seeking struggle, fighting between houses inside of the same house, sons against each other, and all kinds of stuff.
And didn't Adam's children turn on each other? Cain and Abel.
Yeah. Cain killed Abel, is that what I heard?
Right. So if it's going on since mankind, and God doesn't have anything to do with it, it's just that every man and woman think that they're right.
Well, I'm glad you guys brought up Cain and Abel, because in Genesis, I think God says, and in the end of the days, when Cain killed his brother, if you read that story, and it came to pass, if you read the Hebrew, it says in the end of the days. So when you said it's hell on earth, in order for it to be hell, that means the judgment has begun. So I feel like people are using terms that they don't even understand are actually showing us the judgment. Like if you say it's hell on earth, that would have to mean God's judgment, the gates of hell has descended. So when people say like a house divided cannot stand, the division actually is actually the judgment. And if Satan's kingdom is divided itself, it says it will come to an end. So the division is actually like the Tower of Babel. He confused their language and he divided them. So I want to know, have you guys considered this as a concept, or is it just, because God said he comes like a thief. If Christ comes like a thief, what if he came and this division is actually showing it? You know what I'm saying?
But he has already come.
Yes.
But he has nothing to do with what's happening in the world. That's why he want to bring those out of the world who will live from within.
He said he was coming with a sword, though, and a sword divides.
But
you know, he said dividing asunder.
I know, but he didn't mean like a physical sword. It was spiritual.
Correct. But also, if Christ is ruling, Satan had to have been put down. And if Christ is ruling, all authorities and principalities have to be put under his feet, which would mean the reason why all these institutions are becoming to naught and are not trusted. Like, if you notice, anytime there's news, I go straight to YouTube. I get more information from you guys than I would get on the main. Anytime I hear news, I go straight to YouTube because it's decentralized.
Yeah, I don't believe the news either, so I know what you mean.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate
you
your time.
Can't believe everything you hear on the internet. Either people lie going and coming on the internet. They make up stuff, they lie.
Yeah.
And so you really can't believe what you hear on the internet either, to be honest.
But please do me this one favor.
What's that?
If you guys listen to your news and you hear people say divided, 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 I wasn't hearing that when I was younger.
Because the internet didn't exist.
Yeah, that's right. And God said knowledge shall increase. So maybe God is showing us that it's divided, not the fact that. Because remember, it wasn't like this before, man. I tell you, it wasn't like this in the past.
But hate just told you about the Maccabees.
Yeah, but think about that.
So isn't the Maccabees from the past?
Right, but that's
and the
like
Maccabee was a mess.
Yeah, but that was a select. Like, look at World War One and World War II.
No,
right?
Okay, I got another one. Didn't the Christians and the Muslims used to fight way back then?
Yeah, but think about that.
But
there were alliances. There were alliances made. Look at now how people are like. They're removing themselves from alliances. And
what's
people
an alliance?
Are joining alliances like NATO, like the One World Government. It's all broken down now. Like, you see how, like, BRICS is trying to grow up? But there's people and players in there that are using it for their own purposes so they can attack.
Human beings have always been that way.
That's true. But it's never been like this.
Because
I'd
on
be
the
surprised
internet.
If somebody...
If it wasn't on the internet and they didn't show all a bunch of mess on TV, you wouldn't even know that it was just totally out of control. You wouldn't pay attention that it's hell on earth.
Right, right. But isn't that the reason why we have the internet to highlight and to show? For example.
No, they had the internet to make money.
When I watched TV shows back in the day, the family unit was a little closer.
Right.
Now, if somebody told me it was always like that, I would disagree.
But it was just a TV show. Ozzy really didn't like Harry.
But the family unit was closer. If somebody told me, the family unit was always broken.
If the family reunion was closer back then, why did, when the kids grew up, they became drug addicts?
Well,
uh-huh.
Just because you have a family unit doesn't mean you're not going to fall into, you know, temptation and judgment. But I could say this, the family unit was better in the past. Marriage rates were higher. And if somebody told me, it's always been like that, I would have to disagree.
Okay.
The same thing with division. Would you agree with that or no?
Marriages have always had problems, but at least in the good old days, the men and women tried to work them out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. We had our disagreements, but at least we tried to work them out.
Yeah.
Now, it's not happening. And I believe that's a sword. But you know, I wanted to get your take on it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary. Amazing car. Appreciate it.
I appreciate your time.
All right, buddy. Amazing.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat. Ralph bought three coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you, Ralph. Amazing.
Response to Trump's comment on Reiner's death.
Oh, yeah.
I see it was a perfect response, one of love, not like what you see at these fake funeral services.
I rest my case. Perfect. Ralph, is it Ralph?
Alpha Ralph.
Ralph, right on. Right on, right on. And emotional people say, oh, no, not that way. They just died. I forgive you. Right on, Ralph. Thank you.
Shout out.
What are you laughing about?
I laugh because you're like, I forgive you. Mocking that poor, bereaved widow.
Who?
Beautiful Erica. Pastor Chatelet with
okay. Thank you, Ralph.
On pilled.net, Pastor Chatelet donated 111 gold pills.
Thank you, Pastor Chatelet. Amazing.
Why don't Baptists make love standing up? They don't want anyone to think they are dancing. Shout out to a Southern Baptist waking up. I didn't realize what I was reading.
No. What are you talking about, Pastor?
You're a pastor. That's supposed to talk about such things.
Thank you, sir.
Tamger Rowell over on at pilled.net says the demon called anger.
That's for sure. Yeah. That's for sure. If human beings knew that, they would all drop the anger just like that. Absolutely. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller Michael out of Utah. Michael, you are on the air.
Well, it's funny. I'm talking to Jesse Peterson.
Amazing.
I listen to you a lot on YouTube. Good to talk to you. I have a question. Like, I don't know if you really, you know, look outside of Christianity much, or it's kind of, I guess you've talked about going to mosques and stuff, but there's other teachings that basically say just be present, you know?
Yeah, over the years, I've had people tell me stuff like that. Absolutely.
Like, there's big, like, Eckhart Tolle. He's a very big one. He wrote a book called The Power of Now.
But I don't think that he's a Christian, right?
No, I don't think. No.
He doesn't believe in God. Is that right?
I don't know. You know, these people, I don't know what they really feel is the stronger. Maybe they feel like we're all God in presence or something.
Is that what you think?
I don't know, man. It's a confusing thing. I'm, you know, in my late 30s and have gone down all these different roads, and I don't really care what I think exactly, you know, anymore.
It's Do you want to know the truth?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to know the real truth?
Yeah, right.
Do you? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, of course, yes.
Okay, stop thinking.
Exactly. Yeah. Well,
no. Stay with me. Stop thinking.
Yeah, I know.
You know what?
I mean, you know, getting older and older, you kind of just see how your thoughts lead you into so many problems. It's just
hold on, Michael. You know, hold on. Yeah. Can you hold?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me take a break. One more hour to go. Hate news is coming. And I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE. There is one line open. Somebody want to jump in. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
some serious mess going on in this old here world. This is the end of hour two already of Country and Western Tuesday, the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, December 16th, 2025, A.D., the year of our Lord, right? And there is one line open. You can call in right now, whether you're old, young or old, into the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold in order to get on air with JLP. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back for the third hour coming right up. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor, baby. Very nice. Church on Sunday. But ladies, it's the last third Thursday of the month and year. Nice. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Not today, obviously, because today's Tuesday. It's not Bible Thumper Thursday, contrary to some people's confusion. Third Thursday will be the 18th of December, 2025. 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, RebuildingTheMan.com/events. The men's forums are a highlight of the month. The women's forums, I presume, since I have never attended, are also a highlight of the month for the ladies and for JLP. So do join your fellow ladies and join Jesse for the women's forum. Cool. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports that that manhunt is underway for the suspect in the deadly shooting at Brown University on Saturday, unless they found him between the time that this report and I'm reporting now or reading now. But they left two students dead. One of them was a conservative woman who was running. She was running the conservative organization at that Ivy League school, Brown University. Nine others injured. On Monday, authorities released photos and videos of a new person of interest suspected of opening fire on the Ivy League campus in Providence, Rhode Island, you know. The individual, that's way over on the East Coast, kind of up north, right? Or am I wrong? I don't know, geography. The individual is described as approximately 5'8", with a stocky build, meaning he's kind of, you know, and it's thick. A $50,000 reward offered for information leading to an arrest and conviction. Another person of interest detained in connection with the attack was released since, as you already know, I think, and cleared in the investigation. Boat strikes. The U.S. military carried out strikes against three alleged drug trafficking boats in the Pacific Ocean. Pacific Ocean? Wow. On Monday, killing eight people per U.S. Southern Command. At least 95 people been killed in strikes on suspected drug boats as part of the campaign of the Trump administration, saying that they're aimed at curbing narcotics trafficking. Seems like it may start to work. All senators' briefing on these strikes is scheduled for today and will include Secretary of State Lil Marco Rubio, shout out, much respect now, and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, even though I did call him little, with the operation under growing scrutiny, Pete Hegseth has defended the military's actions in the Caribbean, saying they demonstrate the strength of American resolve. And I kind of agree with him. Anyway, the BBC is getting sued. It's a British foreign outlet. I call them foreign now because they're not English. They're not pro-English. They hate the Anglos. President Donald J. Trump sued the BBC for $10 billion with a B dollars on Monday over a documentary that Trump's lawyers described as defamatory. Trump accused the broadcaster of defaming him by splicing together parts of January 6, 2021 speech, creating the impression that he told the crowd that he could walk with them to the Capitol and fight like hell. And it omitted a section in which he called for a peaceful protest. The BBC has apologized to Trump, admitting error in judgment, and acknowledged that the edit gave the mistaken impression that he made a direct call for violent action. Still, Trump is seeking $5 billion with a B dollars in damages for each of the lawsuits, two counts. Very cool, huh? Anyway, Marjorie Greene, she is engaged. She's getting hitched yet again. She's retiring early. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour three.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the third hour of the show today. And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, a doozy. It is a como televu. It is a glushes. It is a mamma mia. It is a soul brother. It's a soul man. When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, you got to run around and fight, 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 doubles fighting one another. You still can be listening to the show. If you have Trump derangement syndrome, you still can be listening to the show. You can podcast, and then while you're going through your derangement emotions, you can be listening to the show on your phone by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bun JLP Cash App. Bun JLP Cash App. It's the third hour of the show. It is Tuesday. And every Tuesday, whenever you see Punchy sitting there on the horse, that means, and when you see this shirt that was given to me by, what's her name? Her first name only.
B. Vanessa.
Oh, Vanessa?
Yep.
Vanessa. Amazing. It is country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to
what
me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
I want to go quickly back to Michael, and then I have a song bite I want to play for you, and then we're just going to move calls, all right? It's amazing. Michael, first time call out of Utah. So, Michael, are you working on yourself?
This is Gustavo. It's not Michael.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Thank you, man. You black. Michael, first time call out of Utah. Michael, are you working on yourself?
Yeah, I think, I mean, since I was probably like 18, you could say that. But, you know, I mean, I don't know if sometimes I don't know the progress I've made, but yeah.
And so are you saying you've been working on yourself? How old are you now?
I'm like 36.
So you've been working on yourself since 18 and you don't see any progress?
No, I mean, of course. I mean, of course, I'm a much different person, but
in what way are you different?
Well, I mean, I was, you know, a lot more out of control when I was younger, and now I'm much more calm now and a responsible person and things like, you know, someone that people can depend on more and someone that is trustworthy and things like that.
Oh, and so that's how you're different?
Sure. I mean, you could say if you like had a measuring device to say like how much am I like, perhaps if you could measure like the ego, I would say that my ego has my what's it called? Like how much you believe in your ego. I'd say that's decreased a lot over the last.
And when you say people can depend on you, what do you mean by that?
I mean, I just take a lot more seriousness and having my word mean something. You know,
Someone,
if I say I'm going to do something, I'll do it.
But before you were not like that?
I mean, I was just a kid that, I don't know, you know, that I was kind of grew up in a little bit of a more upper class family. And I think life was, you know, kind of just given to me in a lot of many different ways.
Are you white?
Yeah.
So you have white privilege?
I don't know, man. My family worked hard. My parents worked hard. They came from something very difficult, and my dad and mom are really good people.
So are both your parents white?
Yeah.
So how can you sound Mexican?
I sound Mexican. Really? I'm not Mexican at all.
Oh, I thought you were traumatized by Mexican or something. And so who are you?
Yeah. I mean, when you just go without thoughts, it's, I guess you're just a space or something. I don't really know.
So who are you?
I mean, I can copy the words like a present space, you know, but I mean, that's kind of like what it feels like, but I don't, you know, those are still someone else's words, but I guess I could say those.
Okay. Amazing. Well, thank you, man.
Very good.
Good talking to you.
All right. Yeah, thanks. Have a good Christmas.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Nick, a first-time call out of New York. Nick, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hello, Nick.
Have you heard the good news?
What's the good news?
No man is good.
Amazing.
Yes. Well, I'm a longtime listener, and I forgave my parents. And that was a game changer. Getting born again. Excuse me, one second. And the reason I called in was just a couple things to say thank you, because I share you with anybody I can think of to help them start to wake up, get out of the false reality that we live in our egos. And I just got to say, it's been an amazing journey to sort of shed all that stuff through forgiving, be able to deal with people's wickedness, and then just kind of become nothing. Everything I held on to in life always led to suffering when I made it too important. And when I followed your advice to forgive, that is a real thing. It started me on that journey to separate from the wickedness that was living in me. So I want to say thank you for that. And
when you stay with it, it gets better, man. Stay with it.
Thank you. Yeah, it really does. It's like every day is an adventure. You don't know what's coming, but you're in a peaceful space for whatever comes your way.
Yep.
And it's been a lot of, actually kind of fortune, but I'm willing to face it's not about me willing. I'm just able to now endure and not have fear. It's amazing.
That's amazing. Nice.
And I'm a recovering philosopher, by the way. That was what I studied. I really wanted to find wisdom, and got caught in the sauce with all that stuff, overthinking, and they have these weird philosophies like existentialism, which are just
this idea of putting every burden on yourself. You're absolutely responsible for everything, as if we had this like freedom, and you're just toiling with these ideas. Like, I need to figure out what's right or wrong.
Hold on 1 minute.
So but what? Meanwhile, you're full of anger. Yep. I'm sorry. What did you say, Jesse?
Go ahead.
So recovering philosopher, too much thinking going on in my head.
Right on.
So overanalyzing. You know how you say intellectuals have the least ability to get born again?
Right.
It's because of the ego thing.
Intellectual people are so dumb, it's not even funny.
They act so silly. And I had a lot of experience going to these philosophy conferences, and the people there are so angry.
Yeah.
It's always about... kind of the similar thing we see in the universities where people are finding reasons to freak out, being fed injustices, and they're worrying about everybody else. Then they end up becoming what they hate, like you say, and you hate one, you love none.
Right.
And that is a fact I'll take to the grave, which I have no plan in dying. I always use that line because you use it. So speaking of that, one of your callers was talking about this speculative theory he had about Jesus coming back and how the times are different. And I thought an interesting distinction, and this is the good side of philosophy. It's not about thinking. It's like practical thinking. You know, you don't have to make it so serious or make it so important. But you're talking about the spiritual reality. That hasn't changed. So you brought up the stories from the Bible, you and James with the good hair. Hank, yeah.
the guy with the good hair, amazing.
Yeah, he has great hair, man. I mean, he always brushes it, too. That's always a plus. You gotta look sharp if you're going to go to Jesse Lee Peterson radio show.
Everybody needs to pay attention to Hank's hair. It's amazing.
it's iconic. So this dividing, you know, don't worry about what's going on today as much. You shouldn't be worrying, first of all. And you want to speculate about things, that's fine. But culture changing and the different nations that there are, different peoples, and the world's always going to have infinite changes. But the spiritual reality stays the same. So what you were saying makes sense. You just say, all right, well, you're trying to speculate things about the world and take them as signs and interpret them. But why put that burden on? Just be in the moment.
Yeah.
And the same spiritual reality where you just have absence of hate, then... you know, you'll reduce the wickedness. Well, God will reduce it through us, right?
Yes.
Or is he working through us when we make that choice, Jesse?
Is God working through us?
Well, when you stop hating, yeah.
I mean, it could happen unless he worked through us. We can't do it on our own. Of ourselves, we can do nothing.
Right. And that's the other thing. Why do we always think we're so important? That seems to lead to all the wickedness. We always hold on to something. Like, I'm in a family business. And when we disagree in the family business, then that demon pops right up, or the thought in the form of a demon in the form of a thought.
Yeah.
And I can't believe the kind of things it wants to put in my head. And it will show up. Like you said, it's like a movie screen, like projecting something. And if you just watch it like a movie, it passes.
Let me ask you this.
I was making it my God.
Let me ask you this. Because of time. Are you doing this week? Do you know this week assignment?
Oh, find that first thought?
Catch that first thought.
I just heard about it today.
Are you doing that? Oh, you just heard about it today?
I just heard about it, but
I'm always
trying to let go of my thoughts so they don't occupy me.
Catch the first thought and become a thought watcher. Catch the first thought. You'll see what happened. And I want to know what happened. Call me back and let me know how did that go.
I will. Oh, can I answer the biblical question real quick?
When people say, my prayers go out, what do they mean?
They're just repeating what they heard, because I would just say that too and think that somehow our prayers mean something, or like we have that kind of power.
Amazing.
So, I don't know. It's just believing something you don't know why, and you should question it. Well, that's my answer.
I appreciate that, and I'll put my little 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesse. You're the man. Much love to everybody.
Thank you, man. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Oh, you know I will, and I'm getting that message out. Believe me.
All right now. 888-775-3773. Gustavo, out of California, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well.
Yeah, I had a question. I just found out that my older brother got married and he didn't invite me to the wedding. Hello?
Okay, I'm listening.
Yeah, and I just found out that yesterday I went to the emergency room and a lot of things were happening, especially with my mind. Things have been falling apart lately. I don't know what's going on.
And so your question for me is what?
Should I ask my older brother if I should ask him why he didn't invite me to his wedding?
Does it bother you that he didn't invite you?
Well, I didn't think I had a problem with him. I mean, it's... I guess it kind of does bother me just a little bit.
So does it bother you that he didn't invite you?
Because I didn't think he wouldn't invite me if he did something like that.
And so you are bothered by the fact that your brother didn't invite you. Does his wife dislike you or something?
I've never met him.
You never met his wife?
I've never met his wife.
And do you guys live in a different state or something?
No. He lives in another town.
I'm sorry?
He lives like 20 minutes away or 10 minutes away.
Oh, okay. And so why are you bothered by the fact that he didn't invite you? Why does it bother you or you even think about it? Why?
I don't know. It feels off. I don't know.
Are you high right now?
No, sir. Just like I said, I went to the emergency room yesterday, and
can you say why?
Yeah, just my blood pressure's been acting up, and I went there, and they said everything was fine, and they said I was having an anxiety attack.
Oh, are you on medication?
They just put me on it today, but I don't know if I want to take it.
What kind of medication?
It's hydro.
Oh,
or something like that.
For anxiety?
Yeah, it's the thing for anxiety.
Oh, okay. So let me ask, why does it bother you at all? Why do you even think about it? He didn't invite you? So he didn't invite you. Why are you even putting one iota of a thought into that at all? Why does it bother you?
Because we're brothers. I mean, I don't know.
But
he's my only brother. He's my only half brother.
And so, what does it have to do with him going to his wedding?
Right.
No, that was a question.
So, what does that mean?
Just because he is your one and only brother, what does that have to do with him inviting you to his wedding? Why are you bothered by it? And does it make sense to you that you are bothered that he didn't invite you?
I don't know.
Does that make sense to you that it bothers you that your brother didn't invite you to his wedding?
Yeah, it does bother me, but I mean, it doesn't.
Does it make sense that it bothers you?
No, it doesn't.
So why don't you drop the thought about it and stop thinking about it?
Right.
No, that was a question.
Yeah, why don't I just drop the thought?
Your brother have a right not to invite you to his wedding, and he's not wrong for not inviting you. He didn't want to, for whatever reason, and that's on him. It's just a wedding. It has nothing to do with you.
Okay. And
why don't you stop thinking about it so you can be okay?
Yeah.
Are you mad at him for not inviting you?
No, I'm just curious on why he didn't.
Why? So you found out your brother had a wedding and he didn't invite you. Oh, good. I wish him well. Why feel anything about it or think anything about it? And he's your half-brother anyway, right?
Yeah, we share the same dad, but different moms.
Half-brother don't like each other?
Half-brothers don't like each other?
Uh-uh. He's not a real brother.
I thought it was a... You know, I just had a question about that half-brother thing.
You're just a half-brother. You ain't the real deal.
Yeah. Well, I guess that'd make me the only child then, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes him the only child, too.
Right. Mm. So just wish him well and stop thinking about it, and you'll be free. Why don't you drop your thoughts?
It's not really the thoughts, it's the words.
It is thought. Like, thoughts are words.
Thoughts are words, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was crazy. I guess, well, yes, you're all right. Words are thoughts. Because yesterday I was crying yesterday, Jesse. I was all over the place.
You were crying about what?
Because that was my second time going to the emergency room. And they said everything was fine, and they let me go on my way. But everything felt off. And they did the same thing yesterday.
When you were crying, did you know you were lying?
Yeah, I was thinking about that.
It was all just a thrill. Why you love your thrills so much?
Because I'm caught up in my thoughts.
Right. So why don't you drop the thoughts and drop the thrill and have a life?
I'm not too sure.
What?
I said, I'm not too sure.
About what?
I don't know how to do that.
You don't know how to do what?
Should drop the thoughts.
You haven't heard me say you do it by being aware that they're there, but don't call them you and let them pass. Have you dropped your anger?
No, I don't think so.
And why don't you do? See, you just love your pain, then. You don't want to be free. This is just another thrill for you. Right now, you're getting a thrill. You're about to cry. You're thinking about your brother not inviting you to the wedding. You're thinking about you went to the hospital and the emergency room. It's all thrill for you. Why don't you drop your thrills?
I guess if I dropped my knees and I begged God to do it, will he do it?
So what now?
I said if I dropped to my knees and begged God to do it, will he do it for me?
Not if you beg him, he ain't going to do it. You're going to be like, what the? You don't need to beg God for anything. It has already been done for you. You just need to accept that and doubt the thoughts. Stop accepting the thoughts and just live right now instead of your head. You'll be free. How old are you?
30.
So you'll be free if you just drop the anger and stay present. Keep your mind with the body. Don't call it you. You'll be fine. But you got to stop loving your thrills of anger, of sadness, of judgment, of resentment, depression, up and down, feel good one moment and down another moment. You love your thrills, man, which are all evil.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's all I have, I guess.
Drop whatever thought you're having about your brother or you or anyone else, even your enemy, let them pass. Just see that they're there, but do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes.
And then we're just practice seeing those thoughts Don't call them you. Don't argue with them. Do nothing about it and go about your day. Go about your life. And you'll be free.
All right.
And stop loving your thrills, man.
Yeah. This I want to say this is probably the most I've ever cried in years, to be honest, these past 2 days.
I cried over you. What a fool I've been. Now your time to cry over me. Stop crying. It's just a thrill. And when you cry, you're lying. Cut it out. It's just a thrill. In your mind, why are you crying? What are you crying for?
Just, I don't know. I guess I was, because I'm stuck in my head.
Yeah, 100%.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Those thoughts, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
Right. And then, and then my little brother said he was having a kid, and he said, you can hate him too, I guess. I was like, it was kind of random. I didn't say anything about that too. But
your little brother told you that your other brother had happened?
No.
What happened?
I called my little brother because of what happened yesterday. And he said, he just randomly told me, oh yeah, I'm having a kid, by the way. He's like, As soon as the baby comes, you can hit him too. That's what he said.
This is what your half brother told you?
No, this is what my little brother told me.
Oh, you have yesterday. You have another brother?
Yes, I have half little brothers and sisters from my stepdad.
Oh, okay.
The little ones are from my stepdad. The older one is from my father. That me and him share the same father. Besides that, that's really it.
So you hate everybody?
That's what they told me. That's what he told me yesterday. I don't know what's going on with that.
Do you hate everybody?
It was so random. I don't know what happened.
So you hate everybody but Jesse, but baby Jessica's daddy.
That's what they told me. I don't know what's going on.
And you don't know if you hate everybody or not?
I didn't think I did. If I was minding my own business and trying to get my own thing.
And so
you know?
Did they convince you that you hated everybody?
No, but they keep bringing it up.
But why do you care about what they bring up?
What
do you think about what they bring up?
What if it's true?
You need to know yourself. What if it's not true?
But what if everybody just starts saying that? What if I'm just ignoring the truth if they keep telling me that?
If you get to know yourself, you cannot ignore the truth. That's impossible. You just don't know yourself. And then knowing yourself, nobody else can tell you about you. Know yourself. Don't let it be based on what anyone else think or say, no matter who it is.
All right.
So do the silent prayer. Watch those thoughts and don't call them you, all right?
Thank you, Jesse.
All right. Call me and cry some more.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Bye. The Church of Chess is now open on DLive and StretchOff on Pure.net. StretchOff on Pure.net. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that, out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. My mic is not on. Is it on now?
Yes.
Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
The Hake Report. Sorry about that. Something went wrong with the computer system phones. That was going on at that point when all the mess was happening, all right? It was the computer. Blame it on the rain, even though it's not raining. A couple announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby coming up right after the Hake Report. The guy with the good hair. Everybody notice your hair, Hake?
I think they did.
Nice.
Yeah.
I pray to God it doesn't fall out. He's going to have to go down to Mexico.
Turkey.
And let them sew some hair.
Not that I looked into it. It's just what I saw on the internet. I happened to see it.
Yeah, right. But anyway, the American Anchor Baby right after the Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the latest formed this Thursday, ladies, don't forget, the last one for the year. It's just been amazing all year. I want to show you one thing. Hey, like these videos. Like the videos. I want to show you one quick thing that the Great White Hope did. Trump is so, y'all better be grateful for Trump instead of having a syndrome. Huh?
Derangement.
What?
Derangement.
Isn't that a syndrome?
It is.
Yeah. Instead of having a syndrome, you better be grateful. Politico is reporting President Donald Trump signed an executive order on Monday classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. Watch this from KTVN2.
As a weapon of mass destruction. He made the announcement today during a ceremony. President Trump says he's classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction. He made the announcement today during a ceremony to present service members with the Mexican Border Defense Medal.
That's why today I'm taking one more step to protect Americans from the scourge of deadly fentanyl flooding into our country. With this historic executive order I will sign today, we're formally classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction, which is what it is. No bomb does what this is doing.
The president also said his administration has seized millions of pills over the last 2 months. And he says that America's adversaries are, quote, trafficking fentanyl into the United States in part because they want to kill Americans, end quote.
You better be thanking God for the great white hope. God has given you a gift, and you are complaining about it. It reminds me of when, hey, you may be able to relate to this. It reminds me of when the white man freed the blacks from slavery, and instead of them being grateful, they've been bitching about it ever since. Huh?
Indeed. That's a fact.
Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
Instead of being grateful that the white man freed them because they are like, well, our people didn't free them.
Yep.
And the blacks who sold them into slavery didn't free them. The white man didn't. And they spent the next 150 years bitching.
No good deed goes unpunished.
What a mess, huh?
Yep.
And so that's how it is right now. We have the great white hope making America great again like I never seen before. And y'all complaining, not everybody, a lot of people complaining. Looking a gift horse in the mouth and complaining. What a sad way to live. You don't miss your water until the well run dry. And hopefully this well doesn't run dry with Donald Trump. We need him there forever. One last story. Here's another sad, sad story. And then proof that white people are under genocide in their own country. In the country that they founded and created with the help of God. The greatest country on this side of the planet. And you are now under attack in your own house. CBS News. This is one of those sad stories that reminds me of that young woman that was stabbed in the neck on the train. And then another white woman where some black guy been accused of throwing gasoline on her on a bus or a train, something like that. CBS News is reporting. CBS News and WJCL. A Georgia woman is recovering in a burn center after police said she was attacked with a corrosive chemical during a walk at a Savannah park in Georgia. Not in Georgia. Ashley Wazalewski, I believe, has been hospitalized since the incident on Wednesday night, walking in the park, and some guy threw some type of chemical on her, according to the story. So she was walking in the park in Savannah, Georgia. Now she's hospitalized since the incident on Wednesday night, when a man came up behind her and dashed her with a, doused her with an unknown substance. Watch this from 11 Alive.
Tonight, a Georgia woman suffering horrifying chemical burns after being attacked in a popular Savannah park. Photos from her hospital bed showing bandages around her entire head. We spoke to her son and best friend who've been by her bedside.
I don't know that I'll ever be able to unhear just the terror in her voice.
Police say the attack happened around 8 Wednesday night as Ashley Wazalewski walked through Forsyth Park after a church program.
She felt and could see in the shadow from one of the lamps in the park somebody very close to her, and she turned around and went to push him, and then just in that split second was like, why is he pouring water on me?
Within seconds, Wasilewski's clothing started disintegrating.
She looked down and she could see that her pants were burning off of her.
She was later flown to a burn center in Augusta, the FBI now working to identify that chemical that left her so badly scarred. Savannah's mayor posting this photo of what he calls a person of interest, asking the public to help identify him.
Amazing, huh? Now do you believe me when I say that white people in America are under genocide? And why are you just now hearing about this, other than maybe online you heard about it? White people, whether you want to admit it or not, it's up to you. You're under genocide in America, and no one cares. Not even other white people except for Nick. It's sad. What's happening to white Americans is sad. They keep saying you're going to be the minority in your own country in a couple of years. What's going to happen then? This lady, according to the surge, is taking a walk in the park. Amazing. And you ignore this. Remember the other day when they had the shooting over in Australia? According to report, some Alawaba people killed some Jews over there. And the one thing about the Jews, they know how to cry loud enough to let you know that they're under attack. Back off, help us, we're under attack. But the white people won't do the same thing in their own country. Countries in the Western world. I don't understand it, Hank. Help me. Our listen line is down. People can't listen on Cozy.
Can.
Oh, people can listen on Cozy.tv/JLP.
Yeah.
Because the listen line is down right now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Go over to Cozy. But if they can't hear us, how are they going to know to go to Cozy?
Some people go to YouTube to complain that the listen line is down. So hopefully they went to YouTube and they're hearing us now, maybe.
Are they telling people to go to Cozy?
Oh, yes. Oops, I shared the listen line by accident. Cozy. Listen line is down, guys. Go to cozy.tv and I'll post it in the chat.
Okay.
Okay.
What do you think about the fact that the Jews cry out loud that they're under attack? And they let it be known, and then people try to help them.
Yeah.
But white people are so silent about it, they're not even getting help.
Because we don't know when to ask for help. We just want to be persecuted and complain. And then some of us don't even know to complain, despite the persecution.
Are you serious?
A little bit. You know, people just accept it. There's people who will complain in private about it. And... in general, that is a white thing not to speak up for yourself, I think. Or it's a common thing among the whites.
But what will it take?
I don't think it'll happen. Like you said, I think it's, in some cases, they're going to do it in the wrong way.
This young lady has some, walking down the road after church.
In America. Acid attacks. I remember hearing about acid attacks in other countries. I'm like, man, I hope that doesn't come here.
I knew when it was happening in Europe,
yeah,
it was allowed to get away with it, it would happen in America. Because white people, look at South Africa. They didn't speak up, and look what the blacks have done to them. They are, like, completely under genocide.
Yeah.
That is happening in America, and it's only going to get worse. Because white people won't stand up. If you stand up, white folk, and they call your name, let them call you. Why you even think about what people call you? It's to hold you back from standing up. They call you that anyway. Why do you even think about that? Derek, my producer, said whites need to protest, and he's black on the outside, but not on the inside. 888. This is a sad story. This young lady been... some chemical thrown at her by, is that guy black?
Don't know. I can't tell.
He looked black, but they have not called him black. They don't know. But I'm being told he looked black. But we don't know yet at this point. All right, white boy, do what y'all want.
I think they're still searching for the suspect, right? Or have they caught him? Anyway.
Okay, Derek sent me in my headset that he saw a report where they took somebody into custody, but they have not confirmed where is that guy or not. 888-7753-773. I I keep thinking about the young lady just left work, got on a train, sat down, got comfortable, and got on her phone. And some black guy allegedly went there and just stabbed her in the neck and said, I got that bitch or something like that. According to the report, I got that white bitch. No outcry from white America, no protest, no nothing. And then the young lady got gasoline dashed on her. They showed the black guy buying some gas at the gas place, got on the train, and put it on the, dashed it on the woman. And now this. And then more and more and more. We hear it all the time, knocking out white people. But anyway, do what y'all want. Tony is the first-time caller out of California. Tony, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Tony.
So I wanted to ask you a question.
Ask!
Yes. I wanted to ask you a question in regards to the tweet that Trump put out after the news on Rob Reiner and his unfortunate death.
And why do you say unfortunate?
I don't think that's the way you want to go out. I think that's probably self-explanatory. When someone's murdered, that would never be in the category of fortunate, right?
Is there any death that's fortunate?
Sure.
What?
You die without anger. That would be fortunate.
That would be amazing. Go ahead.
So I think you're right. I heard you saying before, Trump derangement syndrome is real. I know people that have that.
Yeah.
However, I do believe that there's the opposite of Trump derangement syndrome. It's where you just ride with whatever he does. Now, one of the best things that I heard you say, it might not be the best. You said a lot of, like Trump, you say a lot of great stuff. And I agree with you 90% of the time. You said never hurt people with the truth. I don't know if this is ironic, but on Truth Social, what Trump tweeted was the truth. But it was also very hurtful. So I was just curious how you felt about that.
But it was just hurtful to those who have the syndrome, the Trump derangement syndrome. It was only hurtful to them because they already hate Trump.
But you're still hurting somebody with the truth.
But you, if they didn't hate Trump, they would not be hurting. So it's not him that's hurting them. It's that their hatred of him is hurting them.
So you don't think he was wrong to go in? Because, you know, most people, even people that support him, are kind of thinking that that was a little on the indelicate side.
Do I think it was wrong?
Yes.
Let me just ask before I answer that. Do you think it was wrong?
Well, you know, the reason why I'm calling, Jesse, is because I'm not actually sure. My initial response is because of the way I was raised.
Yeah.
That's a little tacky. Like, you probably shouldn't make that level of comment right away.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have mixed feelings. So I'll just put it that way.
I understand.
I'm curious what you think.
When the man brother died or husband, somebody died, and they went right to Christ and said, Christ, come and help me. My brother is dead.
Are you talking about Lazarus?
Yeah. Somebody died, yeah. And Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. And he went on about his business. Was that hurtful?
No. Well, I think Jesus had big plans, and we all benefited from it. And
but he said it while somebody died. I ain't going back there. Let the dead bury the dead.
Right.
He didn't even care.
I don't think he... That doesn't come off like he didn't care. That looks like there's not much I can do.
No, he didn't say that. He said, let the dead bury the dead. I'm going about my business.
Right. So a lot of people assume. I don't see that as cold. I see that as practical.
So then why do you see what Trump said? Why don't you see what Trump said as practical?
Because nobody asked Trump. Trump put that out there on himself. People asked Jesus. So he had to give an answer. But Trump came in unsolicited and said something that most people – see, here's the thing. I'm trying to convince the people in my family that suffer from Trump's derangement syndrome. Look, he opened these accounts for people. This is good. Look at the fentanyl thing. He's saving lives. Like, I keep throwing these out there so that they can understand that they're not being objective about what he's doing. They're just hating. And then he tweets like that. That does not help.
You're making a horrible mistake.
And, okay, I know what you're going to say.
What am I about to say?
Don't convince people of anything.
I rest my case. Why are you trying to convince them? You can't convince them. You
cannot, I want more votes.
You cannot convince an angry person.
I need votes. We need votes, Jesse. The midterms are coming up.
You still can't convince an angry person.
That's true. Lord knows.
Stop trying to convince them.
Okay. All right. Well,
let them suffer.
Well, yeah. That I don't know if I have a choice, because when I literally these conversations come up, and my goal is A, but no matter what happens, I still get Z.
Drop your goal. Have no goal, and just live your life.
Roger that.
Amazing call, Tony. Thank you.
All right, Jesse. Have a good night.
You too, buddy. You can't convince anyone of anything. Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. He was Jesus Christ. The Catholic even think that he was God to Jesus Christ. I mean, Father to Jesus Christ, whatever they call him. What the hell? Super chat.
Super chat.
Kayla bought 5 coffees on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning. I realize there's a situation I keep falling into that came from my mother. I didn't know how to articulate this situation to my mother when I forgave her. Do I need to go and forgive her again? Merry Christmas.
No. If you've gone and apologized for resenting her, move on. You don't need to keep going back. All right? Thank you.
Thank you, Kayla.
Yeah.
Eric 5, parents with TDS, Trump derangement syndrome, transmit the devil's wrath to their children. Rob Reiner's son killed him. Rosie O'Donnell's daughter going to prison. Robert De Niro's grandson died of a fentanyl overdose, says Eric.
I wasn't aware of Rosie's daughter. What the?
Me neither.
Thank you. I had no idea about that.
Nor Robert De Niro's.
I didn't even know Rosa had a daughter.
Yeah, good point.
Or Robert De Niro's son.
Grandson.
Grandson. What the? Thank you, though. I wasn't aware of any of that.
Brandon said, hey, dropping some knowledge yesterday on the global situation. Tell JLP they are the alchemist. Don't hate them, just know them. He says.
Amazing. Thank you.
Shout out. Thank you, Brandon.
Shout out to Brandon.
And thank you, Super Chatters on the Cash App crew. Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Thank you to the Pilled, the Pilled.net people and the Rumble crew, including Urinal Chills and all of y'all, Pastor Chatelet. Thank you, guys. Shout out to the D-Live crew, Games for Red, Groovy Monkey, Misty, and the rest. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now.
Amazing. Thank you all very much. I appreciate it. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Rick, go ahead real fast.
What's up, Jess? How's it going, brother?
All is well.
I just want to answer the biblical question, man.
When people say, my prayer go out, what do that mean? What do they mean?
I guess most times they say their condolences. You know, when most times when you talk to people, it seems like they have issues going on. They would say, hey, my prayers go out to you. So a lot of times it's, you know, for God to work in their life and also, to, you know, to say condolences, if you will.
You think that's what it means?
Yeah, for the most part.
Well, I appreciate
you know,
that, right?
Moving their situation and, you know, moving their situation. And and also city condolences, you know, like if somebody struggling, maybe somebody may be looking for work or something. You say, hey, God, may God provide for you. You know, my prayers go out to you. So, you know, as you say, Jesse, wish people well.
Amazing. Thank you, Ray. I do appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, just thank you for taking my call. Just love y'all. Y'all be blessed.
All right, you too, buddy. I'm out of time. The hate report is coming now. Not the fake, but the hate report with the good hair. And then the American Anchor Baby with the real energy. The American Anchor Baby. And thank you for your support. And to the rest of the callers, I am so out of time. Is that line still not working?
Be back up.
I'm sorry?
It should be back up.
What was it?
The listen line was down.
The listen line should be back up. All right. When I become president, I'm getting rid of all computers. We're going to bring back real radio, and we're going to bring back people to work. And then no breakdowns will happen. Thank you all very much. Tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, black excellent in the first 2 hours of the show, and then manhood hour in the third hour. What the? I am out of here. Thank you all. Amazing show today. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. And remember, hate no one for any reason. There's never a reason to be angry. They know not what they do. Forgive them. And don't fight with them. Lay your weapon down. No more fighting. In your head or with other people. Unless you're trying to physically take care of yourself. I mean psychological, emotional fight. Lay that down. Thank you all. Have a good day. Know that so you get something went wrong, but face the truth about yourself and just see first God's kingdom cause.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book. But it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from amazon.com, all right?